criminal justice reform advocates say when it comes to making the bail system more equitable, Washington State has room to improve. 88.5's Paula Whistle tells us about a national report out Wednesday.
It's estimated that 75% of the people in jail in Washington have not been convicted. They're awaiting trial and haven't been able to come up with the money for bail. It's the reason there's a push for bail reform. So how does our system compare to other states? A report card issued by the Pretrial Justice Institute gives Washington a grade of C. Now, that's better than the national average of D, but what could we do to improve? The Institute's Cherise Fano-Berdine says one thing would be to switch from a secured bond for bail to an unsecured one, meaning you'd only have to pay if you didn't show up to court.
As opposed to you asking me to put up what we lovingly refer to as ransom in order to get out of jail pretrial.
Reform advocates say not being able to make bail disproportionately affects the poor, because even spending 3 days in jail can result in the loss of a job. One state which received an A for its efforts was New Jersey, which requires courts to use money bail only as a last resort. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.